This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In Bihar Assembly election, trends and results of all 243 seats are available. Ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, is heading towards a landslide victory. The NDA has won 109 seats and leading in 93. RJD-led Mahagathbandhan is trailing far behind, having won 15 seats and is leading in 20. Others have won 5 seats and leading in 1. Latest party-wise tally, BJP wins 41 and leading in 51. JDU wins 23 and leading in 61. LGP wins 4 and leading in 15. HAM wins 1 and leading in 4. RLM leading in 4. RJD wins 6 and leading in 19. Congress wins 1 and leading in 4, CPM leading in 1, CPI-ML wins 1 and leading in 2. BJP candidates and Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary has won Tarapur seat, while Vijay Kumar Sinha is leading from Lakhisarai constituency. BJP's candidate Renu Devi has retained the Betia seat, making her entry into the assembly for the 7th time. Bihar State JDU President Umesh Singh Kushwaha has been declared elected from Mahanar constituency. He defeated his nearest RJD rival by over 30,000 votes. Deputy Speaker of Bihar Assembly and 7-time MLA Narendra Narayan Yadav is leading from Alamnagar seat by over 50,000 votes over Naveen Kumar of the Vikashshil Insan Party. State Rural Development Minister and JDU leader Shravan Kumar, who is the most senior minister in the Nitish Kumar cabinet, is leading from Nalanda seat by more than 30,000 votes over his nearest Congress rival. Former Union Minister and senior BJP leader Ram Kripal Yadav has won the Danapur seat by a margin of over 20,000 votes over his nearest RJD rival. Popular Bhojpuri singer Mathili Thakur, making her electoral debut on a BJP ticket, has won from the Alinagar seat, while senior BJP leader Mangal Pandey has won the Siwan seat by a margin of over 9,000 votes over his nearest RJD rival. Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav of the RJD, who was initially trailing, made a turnaround and has been declared elected from Raghupur seat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda and senior BJP leader Amit Shah have thanked people of Bihar for giving the alliance a historic and unprecedented mandate. In a social media post, Mr. Modi lauded the victory as a triumph of good governance, development, social justice and public welfare. He emphasized that the resounding public support will further empower the government to serve the people and work with renewed resolve for the progress of Bihar. Mr. Nadda said historic public support is a seal of trust from the people in the development-oriented and public welfare policies of the double-engine government. Mr. Shah said every single vote of the people of Bihar is a symbol of faith in the government's policy against those who compromise India's security and resources. In the assembly by-poll held in 8 constituencies spread over 7 states, BJP and Congress have won 2 seats each. Aam Aadmi Party, PDP and Mizo National Front have won 1 seat each, while JMM is leading in 1 seat. In Odisha, BJP candidate J. Dolakia has won the Nuapara seat by a huge margin of over 83,000 votes over his nearest Congress rival, Ghasiram Maji. In Telangana, Congress candidate Naveen Yadav V has won the Jubilee Hills Assembly seat in Hyderabad. He defeated his nearest rival, M. Sunita Gopinath of BRS, by a margin of 24,729 votes. In Rajasthan, Congress candidate Pramod Jain Bhaiya has won the Anta Assembly seat. He defeated BJP candidate Morpal Suman by a margin of 15,612 votes. In Punjab, Aam Aadmi Party candidate Harmeet Singh Sandhu has won the Taran Taran Assembly seat. He defeated Shiromani Akali Dal candidate Sukhvinder Kaur by a margin of 12,091 votes. In men's cricket, India ended day one of the first test match in South Africa at 37-1 in the first innings at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. KL Rahul on 13 and Washington Sundar on 6 were at the crease when stumps were drawn this evening. Earlier, South Africa were all out for 159 runs in their first innings. Indian bowlers dominated the innings with Jasprit Bumrah took 5 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.